WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Move-in weekend for A&M students unofficially begins today with the first students living at a pair of new apartment complexes in Northgate. Everyone at the Stack will be arriving tomorrow, while those living at the Rise will show up over a four-day period from today through next Monday. Overflow parking is available at St. Mary's Church and the Northgate Parking Garage and Service Lot. Apartment staff and off-duty police will be directing traffic. College Station officials do not expect traffic delays or closed streets along University or South College. Another water tower is coming to Bryan. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says the site has not been chosen, but they are looking to buy some land.
We're looking either on the east side or the west side. We want some more aerial storage to provide for the growth. Water tanks help us in the distribution system provide the pressure that we need to the customers. So we have a pump station in downtown, and then we have aerial storage tanks out that help us provide service to the customer and also maintain the pressure within the system.
Due to long-range planning, Barfnick says the $4 million project will be paid with cash and not financed with bonds. One of two neighborhood zoning proposals scheduled at last night's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting was withdrawn.
P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield opened the meeting by announcing developers pulled a request in the College Hills neighborhood. Two single-family home sites could have turned into as many as 48 four-bedroom condos. City staff joined neighborhood homeowners opposed to the plan along the south side of Lincoln between Terrell and Ashburn. The commission gave its blessing to about 60 changes in the South Knoll neighborhood. They were sought mostly by homeowners who don't rent their properties. Among the 26 speakers was landlord Steve Strong, who pointed out that more than half the properties in College Station are rentals.
The reality is A&M is now 50,000 students, and they're trying to grow bigger. And those students are going places, and they have to live places. And unless you want to create compounds where students have to live in those compounds, those students are going to be part of communities.
Homeowner Clayton Powell says when he moved into a single-family area, he was not expecting to live next to a frat house.
The noise is a problem. There's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night. These are all national TV football nights. And then I've had children that needed to get a good night's sleep, go to school the next day, and couldn't because of all the noise.
Of most discussion, we're reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2 and additional parking restrictions. City Council considers a South Knoll plan next Thursday. More information's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Part of the next College Station School District bond package would expand alternative education programs. The Center for Alternative Learning might include the land where the city's now closed conference center is located.
We're hopeful to have the option of using the space where the College Station Conference Center is right now. Clearly, that conference center is not inhabitable. We would plan to demolish that building and then start again with new construction.
Superintendent Eddie Colson's update to the City Council this week included the desire to expand capacity of Timber Academy from 40 to 150 students.
Students who are looking for a less traditional school, and we get students in Timber Academy. Some of those students are finishing early their high school careers. Some of them might be coming back to finish after they've dropped out.
The cost of the expansion would be $15 million, not including the land purchase and demolition of the center. The school board considers the $83 million bond issue next Tuesday. We're less than a month from the A&M-Alabama football game. That's also the day there will be a traffic study in and around Kyle Field. College Station Public Works Director Chuck Gilman says the data will be turned into a traffic management plan for future home football games.
A lot of new improvements, a lot of new infrastructure improvements. Corridors have been expanded, interchanges. This plan that university is paying half of will help us better manage traffic on game days and then disperse people away from the stadium.
Nearly 150 traffic counters will be set up along major streets in the Twin Cities to collect information, most of it from 24 hours before kickoff to 24 hours after the game ends. While the United States military is moving out of Afghanistan, there's a renewed emphasis in Southeast Asia. Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien recently returned from a firsthand look at what's been a growing deployment over the last year and a half.
To counter China's military aggressiveness in the area, it has been more aggressive in terms of the way it's treated the international sea lanes. And then also to reestablish U.S. presence in the area, which had been somewhat diminished during the last 10 years of war in the Middle East.
Flores says the trip included visits to American military bases and meetings with leaders of foreign governments. The congressman has also announced his upcoming town hall meeting will be the Thursday after Labor Day, September 5th, at Rutter High School in Bryan, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215 for all the details.
Good morning. It's 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162. We've got some weather. Here are the happy numbers as we start the weekend.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday, up near 95 degrees, low 70s with clear skies at night, and more sunshine coming up on Sunday, temperatures again in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We'll get you caught up with Aggie football coach Sumlin talking about the scrimmage tomorrow. The UIL is saying that all the games are going to be played in Dallas for the championships, and KISS, the rock band, owns a sports team now. All that and more. We'll get you caught up in sports, and we'll do it for you 6:50.
Well, that Bon Jovi dude did that, so, you know.
Yeah, but he didn't name the team after them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They'll be known as the L.A. Kiss.
Really? Well.
Yeah. Better than Kissers. That's what I thought you were going to say.
So that would be San Francisco.
It's extending the, extending the brand. I mean,
yeah, it is.
I guess that probably makes sense.
Logo on the jersey and the whole nine yards.
Wow. An Ohio school district refusing to let a seventh grade girl play football, prompting requests that the board change its policy on female athletes. Mahalia Jenkins has played youth football around Baltimore, which is southeast of Columbus, Ohio. That's Baltimore, Ohio. And isn't allowed on the active roster for her school team because the district doesn't allow girls to participate in games and contact drills. The superintendent said the longstanding policy doesn't violate any gender-related regulations because the district offers girls other non-contact athletic options. We're not violating Title IX. We have opportunities for girls, but those opportunities do not include contact sports. In other words, not everybody can get in the arena. So, what do you think, Kat?
I'm
going to stand up for women's rights here?
No, I think I'm sick of people doing stuff just to be annoying. I think they could have a female football team,
yeah,
if they want it, but like, come on. Come on. Like, get over yourself. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's just there's some things that some people can't do.
I mean, when people are making a stand just to make a stand and there's not really any point, I'm just tired of that stuff.
Well,
like,
I don't
have
know.
A girls' football team, but don't try to force yourself onto the boys' team. I'm just.
But if there aren't enough other girls who want to play football, what's poor Makila to do?
I don't know. Maybe they can do six-man football.
Well, or six-girl
football.
Six-woman
football.
As a guy, yeah, the thought of hitting a girl playing football just bothers me.
No, that just doesn't. Won't work.
You know, if they can have a team. And I even am 50-50 on female kickers. because they're not terribly often involved in getting just creamed. But as a guy, I don't know that I could tackle a girl. I think that would bug me to death.
Well, you know,
yeah, there's potential lawsuits. I mean, how quickly does someone just, oh yeah, he sexually harassed me, or like, you know, it just, it's not good.
Well, I don't even know why it needs to be in the field of athletics. I mean, there's some other extracurricular activities that some people just can't take part in.
No, I'm not good at athletics. I'm not out there demanding that I be let onto a basketball team because I'm 5'4".
Okay, but no, that's talent and ability. That's something different. But I'm talking about, even if you have an ability to do something, it doesn't always necessarily mean you're going to be on the team. I mean,
teams and not made it to the dance team, and I am a good dancer.
In that vein, then if that happens, then I think the boys should be able to play volleyball.
Well, yeah, that's probably fair. Yeah, but I just,
there's no boys volleyball team, then a boy should be able to go out for the volleyball team.
Once again, not everybody can play. It happens. But this is just the latest one, and, you know, thank goodness we have a system for all this.
We got a lot of information. Perfect situation. We're gonna have
so just go sit down, shut up, or go become a cheerleader or something. How's that? We got the pom-pom squad.
That doesn't help the situation either.
No, it doesn't. Oh, I'm sorry. That was inflammatory.
Way to simplify it.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'll do that.
Hello, it's Toyota's nationwide clearance event. I'm Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I've got a problem. With all the great deals you've got, I'm having a hard time deciding which car to go with.
Well, it's a common...
On one hand, I love the Camry. Reliable, great looking. I could totally see myself driving it for years.
Have you thought about going...
On the other hand, I keep thinking about the money I'll save in gas with the Corolla.
What I can do is
But then there's this side of me that wants a tough and rugged truck like a Tundra.
Did you know all the trucks...
I should just go with my gut, right? My first instinct. Follow my heart. Great. Thanks, Jan. You've been a really big help.
Anytime.
Toyota's once-a-year nationwide clearance event is on now. It's the perfect chance to get an amazing deal on your favorite Toyotas. From the fuel-efficient Corolla, to the dependable Tundra, to the stylish Camry. But the incredible savings won't last long. Hurry to Toyota's nationwide clearance event and get your Toyota today before they're gone. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 9/3/13.
620, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 16th day of August. It's day 228, 137 of them to go. It's Tell a Joke Day, so we will later. One of my all-time favorites. It's... And you'll probably need to ask permission first. Hug Your Boss Day. Men's Grooming Day.
I think we just need to go do that to Mr. Downs and see what happens.
Is there a reason that Men's Grooming Day and Hug Your Boss is the same day?
I'm not sure.
And
don't
when
know.
Kevin suggested we go hug Mr. Downs, do you mean like all three of us surround him to where he doesn't know what's going on, and then we hug him all together?
That was my thought.
Freaked
yeah.
out.
He'll call in sick. I'm just saying. Roller Coaster Day as well. Woo-hoo! Patent was issued on this date in 1898. For birthdays, we got...
James Cameron is 59 years old.
King of the world.
Yes, he is. Uh-huh. Little dinghy.
Yeah, that's right.
Steve Carell, 51. Madge, Mo Donna, 55. Mm. Evelyn Lynch is 22 from the Harry Potter films. Rumor Willis, Bruce and Demi's daughters, 25. Vanessa Carlton is 33. Emily Robinson from the Dixie Chicks, 41. Timothy Hutton, 53. Angela Bassett is 55. Kathy Lee Gifford is 60. And Frank Gifford is 83.
No, he's not. He's 103.
Close enough.
Maybe 113. I'm not sure. He's old.
James Taylor, not that one, but the other one. They call him JT from Cool and the Gang, is 60 today.
Uh-huh.
Reginald Val Johnson is 61. Now, you may not recognize the name, but he was Carl Winslow on Family Matters.
He was the cop in
Die Hard.
In Die Hard, right. Yeah.
Billy Joe Shaver, 74.
Oh, yeah. And Collecting bets, by the way.
Oh, it most certainly is. The very lovely and talented Julie Newmar.
And very bright.
Yes.
Very high IQ.
Is 80.
Yeah, good for her. Today. Catwoman, if you would remember that.
Yes, she
Did
was.
You say Leslie Ann Warren?
I don't know.
No, she's 67. Tomorrow is Davy Crockett Day. I don't know why, but it just is.
Did you know he had 3 ears?
Go ahead.
He was king of the wild frontier.
Yeah, I don't know. One on each side of his head in the frontier. Yeah.
It's bad joke. It's joke day.
Okay, we're done. We don't have
to... Somebody told me that joke yesterday. I was like, that is terrible.
That's great.
And
that's
then before I knew joke. It, that just came out.
That's awesome.
It's like a disease.
I can almost promise you that one of you will repeat that same joke on this same day a year from
that's
now.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. Okay.
Saturday's birthdays. Robert De Niro is 70. Sean Penn, 53. Brighton McClure is 27 from Family Matters. Jim Courier, the tennis player, is 43. Donnie Wahlberg from The New Kids is 44. Belinda Carlisle from The Go-Go's, 55. Rick Hilton, Paris's papa, 58 today.
Okay.
I'm sure he's terribly proud.
Uh-huh.
And the former lead singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, of course.
Kevin Rowland is 60.
Really? Also, you'll find on this list Christian Leitner. Basketball guy and the founder of Oracle and spends a lot of money in America's Cup. Larry Ellison is 69 tomorrow.
He's got several boats.
It is, yep. All right, and also, tomorrow is the anniversary of the first CDs being pressed.
Wow.
Yes, 1982, Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony. Probably not in your iPod.
Do you know why the CDs were 74 minutes long?
No, is it?
Because that's how long that symphony was, and the Japanese designer, that was his favorite symphony.
Well, there you go. That would be that. Good. Excellent. All right, on Sunday, it's Bad Poetry Day.
I'm qualified.
Okay.
Spiders, but no, I won't.
Yeah. Fine.
I have some good poetry.
The
last two couldn't be done finished anyway.
Yeah, they couldn't, could they?
Patrick Swayze would have been 61 on Sunday. Andrew Samberg is 35. He's SNL super nerd. Malcolm Jamal Warner is 43. Ed Norton is 44.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Slater is also 44. Craig Burko is 49 from Boston Legal, and he was Wolverine in one of the superhero movies too. Bob Woodruff is 52. Melanie Snow is 55. Dennis Leary's 56. Martin Mull, who is either really funny or really not.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in the middle,
mm-hmm.
is 70. Robert Redford is 77. Roman Polanski is 80 and still overseas, I think.
Yes, I think so. He better not come back. He'll be in trouble.
And Rosalind Carter is 86 years old.
Okay. And Timothy, you mean I got to pay my taxes? Geithner is 50.
Taxi Geithner's birthday?
Yeah, there you go.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, I have a question. Did you know that an economist out of California says that our national debt is closer to $70 trillion, not the $16.9 trillion that is cited so often by our government? Now, that's almost impossible to fathom, but when you start to add up the unfunded liabilities, well, it adds up quickly. Considering how much money we really owe, it's pretty frustrating to see our government waste so much of your tax dollars. That's exactly what could happen over something as silly as the Obama rodeo clown. The NAACP is now demanding that we waste your money, taxpayer resources. They want an investigation by the Department of Justice and the Secret Service over the rodeo clown. This is just obscene and absurd.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I want to tell you about IncomeRevolution.com. Now, that's part of the only work-from-home business that I endorse, and you could earn a few hundred to several thousand dollars a month from your kitchen table. Like listener Kirsten is a busy dad who earns nearly $3,500 in 1 month. No pressure, no selling soap, just a great opportunity to earn money from home. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 just for checking out their website. Visit IncomeRevolution.com. That's IncomeRevolution.com. Now, the results are not average, but you can check the website and see what you can realistically expect.
Hey, if you go to a big box store, you're going to get the same kid that sells lumber and ladders and drills advising you on your blind shade shutters and drapes. Now, can you say, save your receipt? Now, my wife and I, we love Blinds.com. They have over 100 design experts that will serve you for free. Now, hurry and you save an extra 20 to 25% off top brands now. You get free color samples, free shipping, and a chance to win $5,000 in cash. Just go to Blinds.com for details. Their prices crush home improvement store prices. Remember the name, Blinds.com.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-5738. 3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Multinationals hunker down in Egypt. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The violence in Egypt is causing business disruptions for a lot of multinational firms. General Motors has closed a plant outside Cairo. Caesars Entertainment closed two Egyptian casinos. PepsiCo, Marriott International, and Halliburton are among the other U.S. firms reporting their Egyptian operations have been affected. Sony took the lead in the race among technology companies to offer pay television online. The company has a preliminary agreement with Viacom to stream MTV, Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, and other networks when its subscription service is up and running. Oakland A's pitcher Sean Doolittle and Ryan Cook have been trying out Google Glass. A photo of the two players wearing the devices was circulated on the internet. The wearable computers are not yet available commercially, and they're not approved for use during Major League Baseball games. The pitchers can only use them during practice. Stock market futures are higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Good morning, 629. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Whether you need to fix a cracked driveway or uneven porch, the foundation experts at Anchor Foundation Repair are ready to get it fixed. For more info, click anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here's the weather. 94 today. Now, by the way, they've taken all the rain out of the forecast. Just none. Gone. But 94 for a high temperature today, about 70 tonight. We'll continue to have those temps pretty much. It'll get up to around 97 or so by Tuesday. But anyhow, we're having a little break, and it's cooler in the evening, so that's nice. Right now, the winds are calm. 88% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 76.
Why is it we treat strangers better than we sometimes treat the people we love and care about? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Never bet on a horse named Tripod. Never go cliff diving with a guy named Cliff. It's just too many cliffs. Never play leapfrog with a unicorn. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $24.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
What can you do to keep a marriage or long-term relationship happy?
How would you treat a stranger if you were having a discussion? You'd be civil, right? Well, think of your spouse as like someone you want to treat even better than you would treat any stranger off the street.
Divorce attorney Marlene Brown, author of the book You Can't Have Him, He's Mine, has a unique perspective on what can help or hurt a relationship.
So when you're having that argument over not taking out the recyclables, maintain a big picture here of what you're doing. Are you using your frustrations to yell at him for something that really has nothing to do with what's happening at the moment? I think the research that we tied in really shows you, look, if you're going to have a discussion with your husband, mind your timing. Keep it simple. Stay on point. Stay in the moment. And be respectful. You be respectful to your friend. Hopefully he is your best friend.
Often we think that if the other person would change, the relationship would be so much better. But not so, says Marlene.
What I've seen is Snow White very rarely marries Hitler. So to the extent that you usually marry to your own level, fixing your stuff really can put things back on keel.
When you change the way you treat your partner, good things begin to happen.
If you know that you're quick to rise to temper, that you don't listen much, you know what? There are things you can do that your husband might say, wow, you are listening to me. You are considering my needs. And usually people respond so well to that.
You can link to Marlene's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two of College Station's oldest residential neighborhoods were part of last night's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
More than 60 land use changes in the South Knoll neighborhood were unanimously endorsed. Charles Barham on the homeowner supporting more restrictions on rental homes.
One of the things we noticed about the process of putting this plan together was the unanimity of residents really, really disliking houses full of college students. The college students deserve their lifestyle, but families also deserve their lifestyle.
Whitney Wolf, who with her husband owned 20 rental homes in South Knoll, is among the 26 who spoke during the public hearing.
And I will tell you this, a lot of the things that have brought up tonight, the code enforcement issues, the parking issues, the speeding issues, these are already laws and ordinances that are on the books, and responsible landlords are taking into account this.
After 3 hours, a neighborhood plan was advanced to next Thursday's city council meeting. Conditions include parking restrictions and reducing the maximum number of unrelated residents per home from 4 to 2. Before South Knoll was brought up, P&Z Chairman Mike Ashfield announced the removal of a developer's request for building student housing in the College Hills neighborhood. Surrounding homeowners and city staff opposed plans along the south side of Lincoln between Ashburn and Terre to build up to 48 four-bedroom condos. Online at WTAW.com's background on both items. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station School District is interested in buying the city-owned conference center.
Your help as a council in making it happen will be giving us the best deal that you can give us. That's what, all we need. All we need is a good deal.
During a joint meeting this week, Superintendent Eddie Colson told city council members the idea of expanding the district's alternative education programs.
We would love to be able to expand the offerings of Timber Academy High School by building a new facility, being able to market it, and it would be somewhat of a school of choice, perhaps, for our high school students. It would be a different experience than A&M Consolidated High School or College Station High School, but provide tremendous learning opportunities for those students.
The Center for Alternative Learning is part of the $83 million bond package to be considered by the board next Tuesday. The $15 million price tag does not include the cost of buying the land and the demolition of the center. During the summer, Bryan Water customers consume 20 million gallons a day. Public Works Director Jason Barfnecht says that's one of the reasons why the city will be able to build a new water tower without borrowing money.
Right now, we've been very fortunate with the weather being dry, that we've had very good revenues. Staff has done an excellent job in curtailing expenses, keeping them to a minimum. And we've been putting quite a bit of money away in our piggy bank, if you will. And we're using that to fund, like the new ground storage tank. We're planning to issue about $4 million in debt for that. And we're actually able to pay for that out of cash.
Barfnick says they're looking to buy land on either the east or west side of the city for the new tower. It will cost another $100,000 and take time to do a preliminary engineering study regarding improvements for those walking along University between College Main and South College. Before the College Station City Council approved the recent change order, Public Works Director Chuck Gilman asked why the fees were so high.
This one requires a lot of coordination with the university and also with the state. That coordination results in a lot of additional meetings, a lot of additional input. We've also taken the time to meet with every single property owner along the corridor to get input from them.
$255,000 have already been spent, and with the change order, that leaves about $6.5 million to design, then build what was approved by voters in a bond issue. Today marks the first move-in for hundreds of Aggies in Northgate's new Rise and Stack high-rise apartments. College Station officials don't expect traffic delays, interruptions, or lane closures along University or South College. Off-duty police and apartment staff will be directing traffic. Overflow parking locations are the Northgate parking lot and garage, and also at St. Mary's Church. Residents of the Rise will move in over a four-day period ending Monday. All residents of the Stack are scheduled to move in today. And Congressman Bill Flores O'Brien was in Southeast Asia earlier this month. He was one of five elected officials getting an update about the increase of America's military presence to counter aggressive actions by China in the international sea lanes.
We visited not only with local our local military installations here in the area, we also visited with some of the foreign governments that are affected to see how what they think about how the process is working out. There are going to be budget implications, there are going to be implications for manpower readiness and so forth.
And details have been finalized of the congressman's upcoming town hall meeting. It will be held at Rutter High School in Bryan on September 5th, the Thursday after Labor Day, starting at 5:30. WTAW News Time is 6:41. It's 73 degrees. The 6 of the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
Hello, I'm Ken Walsh with Keys and Walsh Construction. We've been buying vehicles from Mike Vivaldi for almost 5 years. We recommend Mike because of his honesty, and he makes it convenient in our company.
Team Auto, home of the best price guarantee on Washington, just west of Highway 6.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Here are the numbers.
Through today, we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies with afternoon high temperatures into the mid-90s. And for tonight, generally clear skies as temperatures fall down to between 70 and 74 degrees. While for the weekend, basically fair and hot weather will continue. Now, the weekend weather goes like this. Sunshine for Saturday with a few scattered clouds, mid-90s, low 70s at night, and more sunny hot weather on Sunday and again into the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
No, turn that off. Jeez, it's 645. Come on. Wow.
Newest owner of a sports team. That's Kiss.
Yeah. Get people diving for the clock radio.
And by the way, good morning to you all.
Yeah, right.
I'm your sports guy, Kevin O'Connor. We'll get you caught up with Aggie football, arena football, and the University Interscholastic League says all the playoffs from now on are going to be played in one place. Not playoffs, championships, sorry. Okay. And that's all coming up in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes, give or take.
Of course, I wouldn't want to hear you play Kenny G if he had a team either.
Oh,
though.
My goodness.
Just roll this up underneath. You like that?
I'd rather hear Kiss.
Don't do that. No, no.
Actually, does anyone, lots of people like the saxophone, but I just don't like saxophone. I never have. It just sounds sleazy.
No.
And then Bill Clinton played it.
Well, I can't help that.
Far too much sax and violence.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Very nice.
I guess I like it in some music, but most saxophone I don't enjoy. I don't know. Someday I'll hear something and maybe it'll change my life dynamically.
Very well could. There's a real nice saxophone riff in Just the Way You Are by Billy Joel, which is not a sleazy sound at all.
Anything by David Sanborn, Bob James, and Al Jarreau did an album called Double Vision.
Yeah.
It's an awesome record.
Well, and Paul Desmond, who was pretty good with Dave Brubeck. So, yeah, there are some. Anyway, President Obama has going to take his sand pail and go home. I'm not from his vacation. I mean, he's canceled the planned joint military exercises with Egypt in reaction to the ongoing violence over there. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. Oh, by the way, he made no reference to the $1.3 billion in aid that we send over there. But and if you heard on the Dow Jones report, closing down their casinos over there, Caesars is, and Marriott's closing some hotels right now while things are a little bit unbalanced. So there. Despite the economy kind of moving in a positive direction, President Obama's numbers on the economy continue to take a beating. Gallup survey shows that Mr. Obama's approval on the economy is just 35%, down 7 points from June's 42%, and his approval on taxes and budget deficit dropped by 5%. And, you know, the economy, much like real estate, is a very personal thing. It doesn't matter what the full economy is doing. What's happening in your world is what makes a difference.
Oh, yeah, without question.
You know, you don't care if your neighbor got a raise. You don't care if their business is necessarily taken off. If your situation is not positive, then, you know, you're going to blame some people for it. And so now the president is getting that kind of hung on him. We'll see. White House is adding millions of dollars to the Affordable Care Act. See, that's the new, softer, kinder, gentler name for Obamacare. They want to call it the Affordable Care Act, or ACA for short.
Well, it's because he doesn't want his name attached to it
anymore. I would think he wouldn't. Here's the deal. They're called navigators. Navigators are basically groups or volunteers that will head people into these collectives, exchanges for providing health care. Well, obviously, they're not getting enough people signed up, so they have funded the Navigators program another $13 million. Kathleen Sebelius has said that Navigators will be among the many resources available to help consumers understand their coverage options in the marketplace. Networks of volunteers on the ground in every state, healthcare providers, business leaders, faith leaders, community groups, advocates, and elected officials can spread the word and encourage their neighbors to get enrolled. 100 organizations in 34 states got the grants yesterday. The problem? If you don't get all the facts, you know, if you just tell people what they want to hear, even if it is part of the Affordable Care Act, you're going to get an oopsie somewhere down the road going, wait a minute, nobody told me this was going to happen, dot, dot, dot. But it's because the navigators may not be painting the entire picture. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, there was something written, and I can't remember who wrote it yesterday. It was the name of a conservative writer you'd remember, talking about Obama and the executive order to change that after it already been made law,
mm-hmm.
to remove the...
Well, and more often...
Or to back it up a year.
Yeah, more often than not, we're seeing that happen. And likewise, I was having a discussion with somebody yesterday about changing the rules after the game's already started. You can't be doing that.
Which is like
only mean cousins do that.
Ah, there you are. That's it. We'll call him Barack Obama, your mean cousin. No, I may get banned from the radio or rodeo. I'm not sure which.
Oh,
if you say something bad
nice.
About him.
Yeah. Very nice.
Thank you. So, you know,
at least they didn't put Hillary's face on the bull.
Well, that's not yet. It's early. The National Republican Committee reportedly toying with the idea of replacing objective journalists as moderators to maybe people like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Mark Levin.
I want Mark Levin to do it.
The idea is to bring in questioners who understand Republican policies and beliefs. So, we'll see.
Not Candy Crowley?
Yeah, no, not at all. And conservative blogger, a guy named Ed Morrissey, has written that candidates might follow button pushers like Obama, like a Limbaugh or Hannity, into some ideological territory where they wouldn't go under other circumstances. So, not exactly sure how that would work. Rush, for his part, has already reacted. He said he's really too famous for the debates, and he would overshadow the candidates.
Goodness gracious.
That would be Rush, absolutely. So we'll see how that works out.
Mark Levin is such a Federalist constitutionalist. Mm-hmm. I would love to see him do it.
Well, and again, I think the idea that you get someone in there who understands the mindset more of the Republican Party rather than walk it down the middle, let's hear exactly what's going to, you know, what's going to stir the public up.
Or in a lot of cases, just fair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that's true. And again, if it's just the Republican, you know, if we're not talking about presidential debates, we're talking about Republican, just the Republican side, there's nothing wrong, I don't think, with having those people
in there.
Because
I think Jim Lehrer does a fair job, but yeah. Other than him, it's pretty, a lot of times I think it's pretty biased.
Not well done, that's for sure. It's 11 till.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We are the largest buyers of gold and silver in the Brazos Valley because we pay the most for your precious metals, gemstones, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Many have shopped around but come back to us because we simply pay more. Come see for yourself with a no-obligation price quote. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Sometimes it's nice to be able to turn to a professional for help in planning an improvement project. That's true with interior decorators. It's equally true with exterior designers as well. This is a grand time for planning new plantings. Let's analyze the steps you should use to choose the right landscape planner. I'll be back with details right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If we're choosing somebody to help us with a landscape design, let's start by defining some key operative terms. A landscape architect is a schooled and licensed landscaping artist. This represents the most professional level one can attain in the field. If you have a project that will require structural decisions like an overhead structure, a bridge, or a tall retaining wall, these are the people who have the credentials. Many landscape architects are employees and partners in firms that specialize primarily in commercial landscape designs. Some, however, also do residential designing, at least of larger landscapes. A landscape designer, by comparison, is a less specific term. It may be a nurseryman, or it could be someone who understands the important principles of planning an attractive garden. Where landscape architects often lean more heavily on architectural structural side, landscape designers often have more expertise in plant selection and care. If all you need is a plan for new beds alongside your sidewalk, you probably will find a landscape designer to be your better choice. It's important to note that there are incredibly talented people in each category. It all really boils down to finding a person whose finished work you admire and with whom you would enjoy spending time designing. Ask for references. Drive by to see how they look a year or two after they've been finished. Ask the homeowner how your architect or designer was to work with and if they would hire him or her another time. Your landscape plan should be drawn carefully to scale. If there are involved elements in the design, for example, a gazebo or brick stone or other type of wall, you'll want detailed drawings so there can be no question of how it should be built. All trees and shrubs should be drawn to their full mature size so you'll plant them at the proper spacings and you'll know how they will fill out. They may request that a survey be taken of your property. While that may seem like an unneeded expense, on first blush it can save thousands of dollars down the road so that you don't build some kind of wonderful garden pool, for example, and it's 18 inches onto the neighbor's property. Work with your landscape planner to tailor your design to your family's specific needs. Be sure that all of your entertaining and recreational activities are accounted for. If a pool or greenhouse is in your future but not in your yard currently, set aside space for it and don't put anything permanent in the way. Once you've signed off on the final design plan, you're ready to start planting, and fall is a great time to put that into effect. I'm Neil Sperry. This has been Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:54. A&M football had a bit of a break yesterday, only going just one a days. And, oh, by the way, yesterday also marked the one-year anniversary of Coach Sumlin announcing Johnny Manziel as the starting quarterback for the Aggies. Things just really haven't been the same since, have they? After practice, though, Coach Sumlin was asked about Saturday's scrimmage, and he said they've really kind of done a lot of that already.
Whenever you have 31 new guys, you know, you're just trying to get them involved and see where they can fit in. You know, that's a third of your roster. So we have to do more than just drills. We got to let these guys play football and get them in a scheme and really see what they can do without the coaches on the field. So, yeah, Saturday night's important, but we've probably done more of that type of stuff than we have in the past just to try to get these guys ready.
Aggies will practice twice again today. Then Saturday, the scrimmage at Kyle Field will be open to the public and start at 6 o'clock. Fans may park in surface lots surrounding Kyle Field as long as the space is not 24-hour reserved or marked as handicapped space. Of course, without permit, you can't park there. Entrance to the stadium will be from the west side first deck, and you'll need to sit on the west. That's a press box side. You'll need to sit on the west box side of the stadium as well. The University Interscholastic League, or the UIL, says it will play all Texas State Championship football games this season in Dallas, AT&T Stadium to be specific, in Arlington. That will be the first time that all 11-man and 6-man championships will be played at the same location. This season will be the fourth year all games in all classes will be played at a predetermined location, and the championships begin December 14th with all title games in 6-man division, and again, that's on December 14th. Number 12, Texas A&M soccer team had four players listed in TopDrawerSoccer.com's preseason top 100 release yesterday. Megan Strait led the group of Aggies, listed at number 32. Fellow junior Annie Kuntz followed one behind at 33. Junior goalkeeper Jordan Day was number 63, and senior defender Rachel Lenz was slotted in at number 68. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Sonny Gray struck out Knight on his way to his first Major League victory to lead the Oakland Athletics to a 5-0 win over the Houston Astros, but it wasn't without issue, however. He allowed four hits over 1 8⅓ innings. Eric Sogard had a bit of a brush with fate, though.
1-1 pitch, broke a bat, soft liner, caught by the shortstop Lowry, then Sogard, the barrel of the bat picks him off and sends him tumbling on the dirt. Man, you know, we see so many bats shatter in this day and age, and you just keep on waiting for that shard to do some damage, and fortunately, it only knocked Sogard down, but it could have been a whole lot worse with that jagged edge.
He did immediately return back to play. The Rangers had the night off. They'll play Seattle tonight at 7:05. And now, from the guys that get paid to the ones that just do it for fun, Shamamish, Washington beat Corpus Christi 8-4 in the first round of the Little League World Series yesterday. Shamamish moves into the winner's bracket. They won't have to play again until Sunday. Corpus Christi will take on either Nashville, or Westport, Connecticut on Saturday. The Dallas Cowboys are dealing with yet another setback at guard, and Ron Leary was sent home for examination on a right knee that probably needs surgery. Here's the Cowboys offensive coordinator Bill Callahan.
I think we're in a position where we've got a lot of guys playing a lot of different spots. When you have that flexibility, it just allows you to plug in faster without missing a beat.
The team doesn't consider the injury serious and hopes to have Leary back to practice, quote, in a couple of weeks. Leary has a degenerative condition in his left knee. And finally, Chris Stroud and Ross Fisher start the second round at Wyndham Championships, tied for the lead after shooting 6-under-64s. This is the final PGA Tour event before next week's playoffs that start leading towards the PGA Tour Championship. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Stacy, and I found a moment that's all mine at Aggieland Fitness Dome. I center my energy, reduce stress, and grow longer and stronger muscles with yoga, Pilates, and whole body movements. I need group synergy. I need Aggieland Fitness Dome.
At Aggieland Fitness Dome, you inspire change and we inspire results. Redefine yourself with group synergy. Try your first class for free. We're located on Highway 6. Just take the Barron Road exit and we're the big round building. Or give us a call, 690-DOME. That's 690-3663. You can even check us out online at AggielandFitness.com.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? You often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers has been helping the Brazos Valley with hearing solutions for over 50 years. If you're concerned about your hearing, schedule a free hearing test at Audible Hearing Centers. Call 779-3070. Find out if a hearing aid is right for you with a free hearing test. Call 779-3070 or visit Audible.